In Southern California, a group of weight loss clinics is under fire for an aggressive ad campaign and the death of five patients. The 1-800-GET-THIN campaign and its affiliated surgical centers are being investigated by local, state, and federal agencies. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Congress is getting involved, too.
If you travel Los Angeles freeways, you've undoubtedly seen the billboards advertising the weight loss lap band device. Or you've heard the group's catchy ad jingle, even available for your phone's ringtone.
Let your new life begin. Call 1-800-GET-THIN.
The ubiquitous ad campaign and the surgeons affiliated with it are under intense scrutiny. At least three wrongful death lawsuits have been filed, and the Los Angeles County Coroner is investigating one of the deaths. And according to a spokesman at the California Department of Insurance, the agency has initiated an investigation into allegations of insurance fraud. Dr. Mona Misra is a bariatric surgeon at L.A. Cedars-Sinai Hospital. She says she's glad regulators are looking into the practices, but Misra says many of her patients are getting the wrong message.
For a lot of patients, the band might be the perfect operation for them, and we don't want them to be afraid of it because they think that this is such a dangerous operation.
The lap band is a small surgically implanted silicone ring that, when inflated, restricts part of the stomach so only a small amount of food can get in. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, whose district covers much of Los Angeles, says he wants more regulatory oversight of the lap band.
Here you have an outfit that's putting up billboards urging people to get this lap band product, and they're not giving people all the information they're entitled to have about the risks, the precautions, the possible side effects.
The Food and Drug Administration recently sent a warning letter to the 1-800-GET-THIN marketers, ordering them to include more prominent safety warnings. The group's website now has disclaimers, but an FDA spokeswoman said the agency could not comment whether the marketers had fully complied with the warning. She would only say that firms are expected to correct violations, and failure to do so may result in enforcement action. Those new disclaimers are too little and too late for Alexander Robertson. He's a lawyer who has brought five different lawsuits, including two wrongful death claims against the 1-800-GET-THIN marketers and its affiliated surgeons.
They really preyed on a very susceptible group of the population that obviously would like to look like those skinny, beautiful people on the billboards, and we're told this is a safe one-hour procedure. You come in, you get it done, and you're going to be thin right away.
A lawyer for the surgical centers and others affiliated with 1-800-GET-THIN declined to be interviewed, but he did send a written statement denying all allegations against his clients and touted, quote, the success we have achieved in improving the quality of life of thousands of patients. Meanwhile, for years, Allergan, the manufacturer of the lap band, continued selling the device to surgeons affiliated with the 1-800-GET-THIN campaign. Earlier this month, the company reversed that stance and announced they would no longer sell to Top Surgeons, Inc., which is affiliated with the controversial campaign. A spokeswoman for the company would not elaborate why the decision to halt sales was made. Dr. Scott Kanin, the head of bariatric surgery at Cedars-Sinai, applauds the move. He and 29 other doctors recently sent a letter to members of Congress denouncing the approach to anti-obesity treatment used by the 1-800-GET-THIN surgical centers. Kanin says he fears Congress will crack down on the use of the lap band instead of monitoring surgeons who he says improperly use it.
We hope that Congress regulates the practices and the facilities in such a way that the safety is maintained and doesn't, you know, condemn the whole category of therapy.
Because Kanin insists surgery, when performed properly and marketed truthfully, is the best and most effective way to combat obesity. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.